Often when we come to our confession of sin, we cover those things the Christian should or should not do. Understanding the law, understanding God's righteous standard is essential. But often we know the truth and we still stumble. We still sin. It's easy to tell someone, just stop sinning. But when we try to just stop sinning ourselves, we realize it's not that simple. Galatians 3, verses 2 and 3. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Clearly, we are saved by faith, yet we often try to reach perfection by the flesh. We might strive for perfection by the flesh in two distinct ways, legalism and pietism. The legalist says, just stop sinning, obey the law, and all will be well. The pietist says, just be holy, rise above the physical world to the spiritual, and all will be well. Now, the law and holiness are not our enemies. We ought to love them. But when we pursue them in the flesh, we will inevitably fail. So how do we overcome sin? The same way we were saved? Look to Christ. Verses 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we should not be surprised when legalism and pietism fail to produce righteousness. The flesh will fail. But brothers and sisters, faith will be victorious. Christ has already broken the power of sin, so when we stumble, may we find strength in him. Let's pray. Father, we come to you through Christ, our Savior and Lord. We know that we often fall short of your holy and righteous law. Help us to remember our salvation in Christ alone. Help us to remember that our flesh will fail. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. So clothe us, we pray, in the righteousness of Christ. Amen.